Mesach HaKulam Perek A, Mishnah Aleph. Oto Bes Beno Noheg Ben Beretz Ben Bechutzlar. The Torah said, Beshoro said, Oto Bes Beno Lo Tishchatu B'yomecha. You're not allowed to shach the behemoth together with the ben or the bat on the same day. Now, this halach only applies to an aim together with the ben or the bat, not to an ab together with the ben or the bat. And this halach applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutzlar. And this is a chobach aguf, a chiev that does not apply to the karka. It has nothing to do with the karka, the chob on your guf, and all chobach aguf apply both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutzlar. B'fnei abayis, v'shalo b'fnei abayis. This halach applies both during the times of the Beit HaMikdash and after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, it still applies. Bachulin uvamukdashim. It applies whether the behemoths are chulin non-hegdish, or the behemoths are mukdashim, they're hegdish. Or if one of the behemoths is hegdish, the halacha also applies. Ketza, what's the case? Hashochet oso bes beno chulin bachut. Shneim kshir. Vahasheni sofeg et arbon. Somebody who shechts an aim together with the bet, and they're chulin, they're non-hegdish, and he shechts them bachut outside the Beit HaMikdash. Both behemoths are kosher to be eaten. Even though he did an iser when he shechted the second behemoth, even so the shechit is kosher and he can eat the basar. And the person who shechted the second behemoth is sofek et arbon, he gets malkus, 39 malkus, and it makes no difference whether the aim was the one that was shechted first or the ben was the one that shechted first. In either case, the person who shechted the second one is chayav malkus. Even if he was not the same person that shechted the first one, he's still chayav malkus for being over on the log of lo tishchatu v'yomecha. Kachin b'chut. If both behemoths are kachin and they were shechted outside the Beit HaMikdash, harishon chayiv karz. The person who shechted the first one is chayiv karz, as is a chayiv karz for shechting kachin outside the Beit HaMikdash. Ushneim psulim. Both the aim and the ben are pasul, and they were both shechted outside the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore they're pasul. Ushneim sofkin es arbon. And both the one who shechted the aim and the one that shechted the ben would get Malkus Arbon, but not for the same reason. As the person who shechted the first one gets Malkus Arbon because he shechted a Kachin Bachot, in which there's a Chiyav Karis, and by all Chiyav Karis is also a Chiyav Malkus. And the one who shechted the second one is Chayav Malkus, as he was over on the Isra of Lotishkatu B'yomecha. But he does not get Malkus for shechting Kachin Bachot. As it then is, you only get Malkus for shechting Kachin Bachot if you are allowed to bring that behemoth as a korban on that day. But in this case, since you already shechted the aim or the bat on that day, so now you can no longer shecht this behemoth on that day, so therefore there's no iser for shechting it outside the Beit HaMikdash, just there's an iser that he was over on Lo Tishchatu B'yomecha, so he gets malchus for being over on that iser. Chulin b'fenit, shneim su, v'hasheni sofeg et arbon. If both the aim and the ben or the bat were chulin, not hegdish, and they were both shechted it inside the Azar, which is also you're not allowed to shecht chulin, inside the Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, they're both possible, you can't eat them, since they were shechted inside the Beit HaMikdash. And the one who shechted the second one would get Malkus for being over on the Lava Lo Tishchatu B'yom Echad. But the first one does not get Malkus, even though he shechted chulin inside the Beit HaMikdash. There's no Malkus for that Isser. That Isser is not a Lav, only an Aseh. And Malkus is only for a Lav, not for being over on an Aseh. Kachim b'fnim. If both the aim and the ben or the bat were kachim, and they were both shechted on the same day inside the Beit HaMikdash, harishon kasher upatur. The first one that was shechted is kasher. It's a kasher korban. No iser was involved at all in the shechita. And the person who shechted is patur. Of course, it's patur, as he did not do any iser. V'hasheni sofeg et arbon upatur. And the person who shechted the second one, the ben or the bat, and he did so inside the Beit HaMikdash, that korban is tussle, as is considered mechusar's zman. It's not the right zman to bring that korban, since you're not allowed to shecht that behemoth that day until the next day. It's mechusar's zman and tussle for a korban, and he gets malchus as he was over in the Isra of Lo Tishchatu B'yomecha. Sechet chulin perechet mishmah beis chulin ukachim b'chut. Somebody who shecht both the name and the ben or the bas on the same day, and one of them was chulin, it was not hegdish, and the other one was hegdish, and he shechted both of them outside the Beit HaMikdash. Harishon kasher upatur. The first one that was shechted, which was chulin, it's kasher, you can eat the basar. And the person who shechted it is patur, as he didn't do any of it. V'hasheni sofeg et arbon. And the person who shechted it is the second behemoth, which was kasher, and he shechted it outside the Beit HaMikdash, he gets malchus, as he was over on the Isra of Lo Tishchatu B'yomecha. But he doesn't get malchus for shechting kasher outside the Beit HaMikdash, as this korban was mechusar zman, it wasn't the right time to bring the korban, and since he already shafted the aim on that day, he cannot bring that korban even in the Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, if he shafted the bechus his tater, he only gets malchus for shafting outside the Beit HaMikdash. Upasal, and the korban is pasal as it was shafted outside the Beit HaMikdash, besides the fact that it was mechusar zman. Kachem bechulin bechus. Somebody who has an aim and a ben or a bat. And the first one was Kachem, and the second one was Chulim. And both of them were shafted outside the Beit HaMikdash. Harishayin Chayiv Karesu Pasul. The person who shafted the first one, which was Hegdash, and he shafted it outside the Beit HaMikdash, his Chayiv Kares for shafting Kachem outside the Beit HaMikdash. And the Behema is Pasul, as it's a korban that was shafted outside the Beit HaMikdash, and you can't eat the basar. V'hasheni Kasher. And the second one, which was Chulim, it's Kasher to eat the basar. Even though the person who shafted it was over on Lo Tishchat Yom Echa, still, the Basar is Mutar Ba'achila, Ushneim Sofkin Et Arbam. And both of them get Malkus. First one gets Malkus for Shechtin Kachin B'chut, and the second one gets Malkus for being over on the Isser of Lo Tishchat Yom Echa. Chulin U'Kachin Bifnin. Somebody who has an aim and a ben or a bat, and one was Chulin, and the other was Kachin, and he shafted both of them inside the Beis HaMikdash. Shneim Sulim Ba'asheni Sofkin Et Arbam. They're both pasul. And the first one, which was chulin, which was shafted inside the Beit HaMikdash, is pasul. Because chulin that shafted inside the Beit HaMikdash is pasul. But he doesn't get malchus. And that's only an isra aseh. There's no malchus for being over on an isra aseh. And the one who shafted is the second one, which was kachim, and he shafted inside the Beit HaMikdash, he gets malchus. As he was over on Lo Tishchatu, B'yom Echad, and the korban is pasul, as it was mechusar. Mine, it wasn't the right time to bring that korban, since you're not allowed to shecht it on that day, because the aim was already shechted. Kachin b'chulin b'fnin. Somebody who has an aim and a ben or a bat, and the first one was kachin, and the second one was chulin, and they were both shechted inside the Beit HaMikdash. Harishayin kasher upasul. The person who shechted the first one, which was kachin, that korban is kasher, and he didn't do anything wrong, and he's pasher from any chiyah. V'asheni sofeg et arbam, and the one who shafted the second one, which was chulin, and he shafted it inside the Beit HaMikdash, he gets malchus as he was over on Lo Tishchatu v'yom echad upasul, and the behemoth is pasul. You cannot eat the basar as chulin that was shafted inside the azar is pasul. It's not a kasher shchit. Chulin b'chutz ubifnim. If he has an aim and a ben or a bat, and they're both chulin, and one was shafted outside the Beit HaMikdash, and the second one was shechted inside the Beit HaMikdash. Harishayin kasher upasul. The person who shechted the first one outside the Beit HaMikdash, it's kasher, you can eat the basar, and his basar, he didn't do any issur. V'hasheni sofeg et arbam upasul. And the person who shechted the second one inside the Beit HaMikdash, he gets malchus for being over on the issur of Lo Tishchatu b'yom echad, and his basar, you can't eat the basar, and this is chulin that was shechted inside the Beit HaMikdash, and his basar. Kachin b'chutz ubifnim. If both the aim and the ben or the bat were kachin, and the first one was shafted outside the Beit HaMikdash, and the second one was shafted inside the Beit HaMikdash, harishon chayiv karet. The person who shafted the first one outside the Beit HaMikdash is chayiv karet for shafting kachin outside the Beit HaMikdash. Ushneim psula. Both the first one that was shafted outside the Beit HaMikdash and the second one that was shafted inside the Beit HaMikdash is pasul. The second one is also pasul, as it's mechusar zman. Since the aim was already shafted on that day, you cannot bring the korban on that day, and if you do so, it's pasul. Ushneim sofkin et arbam, and both of them would get malchus. The one who shafted the first one gets malchus for shafting kachin b'chutz, and the one who shafted the second one gets malchus for being over on the Isser of Lo Tishchatu b'yom echad. Chulin b'pnim u'b'chutz. If both the aim and the ben of the bas were chulin, and the first one was shafted inside the Beit HaMikdash, while the second one was shafted outside the Beit HaMikdash, harishon pasul u'pasul. The person who shafted the first one, which was chulin inside the Beit HaMikdash, that behemah is pasul, you can't eat the basar, as you're not allowed to shach chulin inside the Beit HaMikdash, but his pasar, he doesn't get malchus, as the isser of shachting chulin inside the Beit HaMikdash is only an isser aseh, v'asheni sofeg et arbam b'kasher. And the person who shafted the second one outside the Beit HaMikdash, he gets malchus for being over on the isser of Lo Tishchatu b'yom echad. But the basar is kasher, you can eat the basar, even though he was over on the Isser of Lo Tishchatu b'yom echad, the shchit is kasher, and he could eat the basar. Kachin b'fnei u'b'chutz, if both the aim and the ben of the bas were kachin, and the first one was shafted inside the Beit HaMikdash, and the second one was shafted outside the Beit HaMikdash, Harishan, Kasher, Upatan. The first and Hushak is the first one. Inside the Beit HaMikdash, the Korban is Kasher, and his Pater, he didn't do any Isser at all. But Hasheni, Sofeg, Etarban, Upasel, and the person Hushak is the second one, which was Kachim outside the Beit HaMikdash, he gets Malkus as he was over on the Isser of Lo Tishkatu B'Yom Echad, and the Korban is Pasel as it was Kachim that was Shechted B'Chok, and it's also Mechos Hazman, so therefore it's Pasel.